Hello, everyone. Welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. Excited to have two of Putnam County's finest registered deeds, John Sanders, his chief deputy. That is the correct title, right? Or is it boss in charge, technically?
Chief deputy register now.
Chief deputy register. Rhiannon Allison. Not to be confused with Rhiannon, Rihanna, whatever else you've been called. But it's Rhiannon.
It's Rhiannon.
Yep. Yes. I used to mess it up.
Well, I
years ago.
Can't blame you. I'm answer to pretty much any of those.
Yeah. You've always been very kind about it. So, but for a long time now, I've gotten it right. So, delighted to have them in. And we here at Local Matters, we're looking for things that are important to our community, especially in our government offices, of things that make your lives easier, your quality of life better. And our government officials are really good at finding ways to better serve you through technology or service or any way they can find through. And they learn about these things by going to meetings with their peers across the state and going to conferences and talking to their software providers. And John and Rhiannon caught me at a meeting. I don't know, John. There's a telling when we saw each other. And you said, hey, I'd love to come on and talk to our listeners about My Land Alert.
Yes.
And I think it's wonderful. So I'm going to be quiet now, and I'm going to let one of you all tell me first, what is My Land Alert in the Registered Deeds Office in Putnam County?
My Land Alert is a website that we are encouraging our citizens to sign up for. It's through our software company, Progress. The website is www.mylandalert.com. And when you go in there, you can sign up, put your name. You're able to list actually up to five different names, property owners. And if the Register of Deeds office records anything in any of the names that you list, it will send you a notification by email. You can enter your name and your spouse's name on the same account, or you can choose to enter your name multiple ways. Add your business name, create a separate account for your spouse, however you want to do it. But then if you ever do get an alert from My Land Alert, you, of course, can contact our office during business hours. We will then look to see what has been recorded and if it's in your name or if it's in someone else's name with the same name as you. We're able to tell that by looking at the property that it's attached to. And the purpose for this is, of course, fraud. We have a lot of phone calls. We're getting customers come in every week. Our citizens bringing papers in that they're receiving in the mail. That's asking them to send them a certain amount of money for a copy of their property description or their deed. We in fact now are including a letter with all the deed transactions in our office. To the purpose of that letter is to make the public aware of other letters that they're going to receive more than likely after their deed is transferred into their name. Somehow these scammers are getting a hold of that information. And these other letters state that, of course, they can provide them with a copy of their recorded deed and a property profile and whatever else for a considerable price. And the price is ever-changing. This happens every few months. It starts back up. Other counties are experiencing the same issue, of course. But we want the public to be aware of these other letters and would also like to inform you that you are able to come to the Putnam County Courthouse or call us and we will email you or however we can get it to you a copy of your deed at any time for absolutely free.
I do want to add that My Land Alert, there is no charge for that either.
So thank you. That's a great description, and I've got a million questions. And I'm not trying to sound like I'm a know-it-all, because I'm definitely not. But if someone's familiar with your office and what you all do, why in the world would they not come to your office for a copy of this service these fraudsters to me are asking for? And some people are saying, well, they're not fraudsters. They're just providing a service.
Right.
The last letter I got was, I think I was supposed to pay $95.
Right.
And the letter I got was basically saying, if you want to keep your land, you have to contact us and get this report so it's officially your land for $95. And I don't remember I think we talked about it, but I knew better.
Yes.
How much does it cost me to come in your office and get a copy of my deed, of all the records pertaining to my, how much would it cost me?
It's free anytime.
Free
anytime.
You said free?
It's free.
Free 99.
Yes.
So anytime.
These people, and so it's a shame that we have people out here trying to make money off those that are not as informed
right.
as somebody like us, because we work in government every
That's
day.
That's exactly right. Right. I think it's new homeowners in our elderly community that just don't have the information that a lot of us have.
And when they see those words, you need to do this, or in order to keep your land, you must send this back in. It is scary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's scary. Mm-hmm. And I think, first of all, thank you all for doing this.
Sure.
Thank Mark Kirkenbauer at Progress and Aaron for doing a great job and helping the registered deeds across the state provide this service. So, again, I mean, we still see these letters sent out, right?
People
are getting these letters?
Mm-hmm. Yes, every week. We have people come in multiple times a week or call, and they're concerned. What do they need to do? And of course, they switch it up from time to time. There's other letters they send sometimes that are fraudulent stuff, you know, and so.
But that's mostly the gist of it, is that they're wanting, I think it's up to $117 now to send you a copy of your deed, and they will do just that, send you a copy of your deed, but you can get it for no charge in our office.
So how are these people getting a copy of the deed? What means are they going to get a copy? Are they going online? Are they going to your office?
They may be subscribed to U.S. Title Search,
okay.
where they have a subscription and can get access to your deeds, or I'm not exactly sure how they're getting the copies of the deeds, but yeah, through that you can obtain a copy of your deed. And
so you all have actually talked to people that's done this, sent the money in.
We have a lot of people that come in after the fact, after they've sent the money, and they really do send you a copy of your information. They legitimately send it. So that's why people say you can't call it a scam.
Scam, because they're doing what they say.
Because they're doing what they say they'll do, but it is a scam.
That's the way I feel, John. I'm not going to disagree there at all, because I feel like for something I can do for free in a courthouse office, an official county official office, I think, you know, people taking advantage of those that are not informed.
Right.
It's sad. That's just it is. I try not to issue an opinion on this show a lot, but I'm going to. It's sad that happened. So, what is My Land Alert? A proof all is, can someone still commit fraud if they sign up for My Land Alert?
Yes, it is not. The only thing My Land Alert does is alert you if somebody has recorded something in our office, and then you can check with us to see if it's legitimate, if it is in fact in your name or in someone else's name. We can look it up by seeing if the property matches your name. It's an alert system. So then at that time, you would need to contact an attorney and go from there.
So knowing is the first step, right?
Right.
And My Land Alert allows
that.
How many registers, John, you know, or have participated in this program, do you know?
How many that Progress has, and I think that's
50,
quite a...
50-something, close to 60. Something. Yeah, I saw Mark last week.
Well, and the others may have something through another program, but I think the My Land Alert has quite a few in Tennessee now, so...
So it's real simple.
It is.
And when they sign up, they get the alert. Do you all get the alert as well?
No, we do not get the alert. Okay.
So they would have to alert you.
Right. Okay. We record the document. As soon as it goes into our system, it alerts them, and then they contact us.
Have there been times, John, in your tenure, and Rhiannon, when you've been there how long now?
12 years.
12 years.
A couple days ago.
You started when you were 18.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I'll start with you, Rhiannon. You've been there longer. Have there been times that people have come in trying to sign or record a deed for a piece of property that you know doesn't belong to them, that you know, by, maybe it's a friend or family member or something? Has that ever happened?
No, not that I can recall, no. Okay. It doesn't happen too often in our county. We're lucky for that.
Yeah, I know other counties that went through that.
So far.
Yeah. You know, the registered deeds will be working, and somebody will come in and say, well, I've got the land, and I'm like, wait a minute.
That's right.
That land was for sale? Well, yeah, I bought it from so-and-so. And like, called the landowner. I'm like, nope, I didn't sell that. It's still mine. So that's the first original way of alerting for fraud, right,
yes.
is by word of mouth and knowing.
That's right.
But Putnam County has 83,000 people in it.
Right, and now with e-recording and, you know, audio, video, notarization, things are getting a little...
Yeah,
more.
And we're going to talk about some legislation that was passed this year to start, hopefully, reducing that amount of fraud coming through e-filings, and I'll get to that in the next segment. But how many people have y'all seen sign up for My Land Alert? Do you have a number?
We don't actually get a number. We've had a whole lot of people tell us that they've signed up and call from time to time if they have some kind of, you know, they're worried about it or whatever, but we don't know the
exact number. Has anyone called saying? Mm-hmm. So how'd that conversation go?
It turns out it wasn't them. It was someone else with the same name.
Okay.
So
that might happen.
Yes.
Okay. But has there been one yet that's actually turned out somebody's trying to?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
This has only been around for, what, a year now, maybe?
Yeah, it's been a little over a year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I remember you putting the sign out in the hallway. And I think that's good because, you know, you have the assessor's office on the same floor as you in the courthouse, and then the mayor's office is below. And the trustees is down there as well. So you got people coming out of the courthouse every day. If they come up there, they see your – is it still out there?
We've took it down temporarily. We use it sometimes. We're in the next couple of months, we're going to start going to some of the senior centers again. We've been to a couple of those already and try to help make them aware and other places like that so we can use it.
How do you – well, I'm sorry. I don't want you to get mad at this. It's not a complicated question, but when you go to these places, I think it's a great idea, right? And you're going to see – but if they don't use internet or the computer, how do we get them signed up?
We have told them that if they will come to us, then we will try to help them somehow. We'll try to find a way to do that for them and then possibly alert them, you know, if that's...
Because I know if my grandparents were still living and they were, you know, in this capacity, I would try to do that for them and help them out. So there are options out there.
There are options, yes.
And I'm sure you're going to learn how many people are aware and when you get out there. And I think it's great that y'all are providing that service. You're allowed to do that. That's part of the service years at Register Deeds, and I think it's great. Right. I'm with John Sanders and Rhiannon Allison here on Local Matters from the Putnam County Register Deeds Office. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. Delighted to have the Putnam County Register of Deeds, John Sanders, and his Chief Deputy Register, Rhiannon Allison, in studio with me, talking about My Land Alert. www.mylandalert.com is a website you can register up to five names on property that you have in your name and hopefully prevent fraud. So if somebody comes in the office to do it, record a deed on the land that you already have. It alerts you and says, hey, there's somebody trying to put their name on your property, and you can call the Register Deeds office, and you can talk about the process to mitigate that. Was that a pretty good summary?
Yeah, sounds
not
good.
Not too bad, right?
That's not too
okay.
bad.
Okay, so anybody interested or worried about maybe somebody claiming your land through the deed process, sign up for My Land Alert at www.mylandalert.com. So, John and Rhiannon, let's talk. You mentioned – Rhiannon, it's perfectly mentioned last segment. I didn't get to segue to it, but e-files, notaries, and stuff that come through your office, there's a lot of potential for fraud, right? Because people are actually in a remote place doing the work of recording a deed. You can't see them physically. You don't know who they are, and they're recording something.
Right.
And it comes through your office, and by law, y'all have to record it.
Yes.
So this year, as part of my new career at the County Official Association, we obviously introduced legislation to help our officials, which is you all. And House Bill 1039 with Representative Garrett, he's the whip leader, and then Senator Briggs, who's chairman of state and local, they sponsored a bill for us that enacts and specifies certain persons who may submit electronic records for registration with the Register of Deeds that accepts electronic records under the Uniform Real Property Electronic Recording Act. And it basically is hoping to reduce the amount of fraud that occurs through e-filing.
Right.
But we did learn through this process that not every Register Deeds office in the state of Tennessee allows e-filing.
That's right.
Right.
And I didn't know that. I just thought you all did it. Because it is a good service, right?
It's a part of conducting business.
It's convenient. Mm-hmm. Yep. However, we have still people out in the world that want to take advantage of a good service, an easy service. And this passed, an effective date is July 1, so it starts this year, but it passed in March and passed the Senate 32-0. You know, the legislators agreed that this was, and actually passed the House 90-0. So all the legislators agreed this is a good thing. It is a step in the right direction to help prevent fraud. But it doesn't mean we can't prevent all of it, right? I mean, it's just if you want to commit fraud, you're going to commit fraud.
That's right.
And so this legislation will help in that matter to determine who can actually do an e-file. Have y'all been given something to help y'all manage that or regulate that? Has that started yet? Or how do y'all regulate? Do they have to send in a license saying I'm a licensed notary or I'm a title searcher to say
your I think e-filing? We only accept e-files through our e-filing companies.
Okay,
which
so
is,
they're going to they're like, going to regulate
four of them.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah. Well, somebody's regulating it based on this law, so that's good. John, you got any thoughts on that legislation? I mean, it was pretty. It was needed, right?
It was needed. Yeah, we were glad to see that.
Yeah, that's great. I think so.
Well, we thought it was a no-brainer.
Right.
And when we started talking to the legislative committee last summer on this legislation, Holly Hemrick in Sumner County was the lead. Nick McBride, yes, was legislative chair, played a big part of it. We just got together and you know, we never really had any questions. They understood it.
Right.
But
right.
The only thing I got back on the whole thing was there's a representative out of Shelby County. I don't remember his name. He's a former registered deeds. Do you know what I'm talking about? No. He used to be a registered deeds in Shelby County. But anyway, he said, well, this is not going to stop fraud. We're like, we know that. But right. This is a step towards the right direction. So thankful for our legislators taking a step on doing those things. Does the My Land Alert and all the well, not really My Land Alert because they're doing that themselves. The people are. But all this fraud, does it cause you to want to have more people in your office, John, personnel to help you try to prevent those things? I mean, you got how many employees you got now?
We have five. And so we're – we just try to keep them trained. We try to get our employees trained. It's been a big thing for us is making sure that they understand what they're looking at, what they're looking for. And then we have each time an employee does a document, then we have someone else that certifies that document at the end of the day so that
we have a second set of eyes. We also have an OCR reader that verifies the documents. So
we implemented that optical character recognition program last year that where we're going not only it's new software where we're not only looking at what we're doing right now, but we're going all the way back, indexing all the way back to the beginning. I think we're back to like the 1960s maybe now.
Yeah, and just picking up typos.
And it checks for errors in old documents.
Wow.
And so we're able to correct those. Because there's human error sometimes, like it or not.
Right.
You know, sometimes there's human error, and so we're trying to eliminate the possibility of that human error and get things corrected from the past.
Well, let's talk about the potential for that error. So there's the public may be misled to think that you actually can prepare documents.
Right.
And you all do not do that.
We do not prepare documents in our office, no. And we strongly recommend that you have an attorney or a title agency prepare your documents. A homeowner can prepare a document. We don't recommend that because if you should have to go to court, you would need to defend that document. And there are a lot of errors we find and see that when people try to prepare their own documents are present.
There's some basic recording requirements that in order for our office to be able to accept a document to be recorded, and you would need to look those up before you start trying to record
sure.
your own document.
Right. Know, so. Well, you know, you have a job to do by the statute, right? You took an oath
right.
office, but that's part of that is not actually preparing legal documents for people. You're
right.
not attorneys.
No, we're not
allowed
to.
And that's a misunderstanding
to.
Sometimes. Sometimes yeah. people think when they, you know, that they can bring whatever in and we can fix it or we can change names, add names, and all that kind of stuff, but we can't. And so that's a law they have to.
And I'm sure you give them a list of people that can, or you
we
just
do.
Say you need to go find somebody?
No, we have a list
okay.
of title searchers that we give. We have people every day ask us who we recommend, and so
we don't make recommendations.
We
deal with all of the attorneys in Cookeville and tell them, you know, they're welcome to look up the attorneys, or we let them know of which title agencies, if they prefer a title agency, which title agencies are in town. We list all of them and let them choose.
What documents do y'all record the most?
Probably releases of mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
Just
that's a good day for everybody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is a good
day. Mortgage
right.
paid off.
That's right.
Your mortgage, then they've got to release your other mortgage.
Right,
to,
right.
We actually have over 100 different types of documents that we record in the registrar's office. Primarily it's deeds, mortgages, assignments, something like that, modifications, fixture filings, tax liens, judgments.
Judgments.
Yeah, a lot of judgments. charters, plats. We have surveyors come in with surveys, and so that's one of the things that it's important for our employees to be well trained and versed in a whole lot of different things. You know, when I went into the office, I didn't realize how many different things they were recording, and it's a lot of times you don't see the same thing twice in a day. You know, they're handling a lot of different different documents each day and answering a lot of different questions.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to have knowledge when you start, but you need to be able to obtain knowledge and learn the process.
That's right.
A lot of government offices, it's okay to be a stranger to government because government's complex, right? There's a lot of things going on in your office and all the elected offices, but once you get in, as long as you have the means to help your employees be, and we'll get to that in the next segment about how you've done that and how you've provided that opportunity for your employees and how the Putnam County Commission has supported that. So I'm Ben Rogers here on Local Matters. We have John Sanders, the Putnam County Register of Deeds, and his boss, Rhiannon Allison. No, she's the chief deputy registrar. She does a great job. Been with the registrar's office for 12 years. John was elected in 2022. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. This has been Rogers. I am here with Mr. John Sanders, Putnam County Register of Deeds, Ms. Rhiannon Allison. She is the Chief Deputy Register for the Putnam County Register of Deeds. Great information. Been talking about some valuable services they offer to the public and the citizens of Putnam County and landowners in Putnam County. MyLandAlert.com is a place to register to help maintain or to keep an eye on any potential land fraud that might occur, and just sign up there at MyLandAlert.com. And if something happens, John's office will notify you, or actually you'll get notified by the email, and you notify them that something's happening. I should make sure I correct that. You'll get notified by MyLand Alert. You'll notify John's office, say, hey, this is what's going on. So, great information so far. John, we're talking about your employees and how much they are involved every day with different transactions, and it takes knowledge and experience to do that. And the Putnam County Commission, you come to the Putnam County Commission asking for permission and support of getting your employees some education, right?
Right.
And so what kind of education opportunities do your employees have?
Well, it was important to me from the start. When I worked in the assessor's office, not to give him too much credit, but Assessor Steve Pierce allowed me the opportunity.
Don't give him the big head.
Yeah, I got to be careful. He allowed me the opportunity to take some extra courses to help educate myself, to be better at what I was doing. And so some of those classes were through the County Technical Assistance Services, through CTAS. And so I wanted the opportunity for our employees to be able to have a little bit of incentive to take some of these courses. Some of them are lengthy. Some of them are pretty tough to take. Some are online, some are not. But so we presented the education policy, and the county commission allowed us to do that. So since then, all of our employees have taken the county administrative professional certification and passed it. We've got a couple that have taken the cybersecurity training. We've got a couple that are enrolled now in the COCTP, the county. It's to be a certified public administrator.
Yeah, county official certified training program.
That's right.
There you go.
And then, so for doing so, they get a little bit of incentive bonus that year. If they complete one of those courses, they will get a little extra on their paycheck to help them. And it helps them, but it also helps us for them to be, in my opinion, for them to be trained and to feel good about knowing what they know. And
a little more educated.
Right.
So how many went through COCTP? I know Rhiannon has.
We've got two in our office that are working on it.
So oh, you're working on it. Yeah.
Rhiannon and Tabitha Rice.
Tabitha. They're your two longest serving employees,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
How close are you, Rhiannon?
Oh, goodness.
I'd say she's halfway. I'd say she's probably halfway.
Yeah. It's a good program. I know I came from CTAS, but I'll brag about it. That's a good program. There's a lot of good information there. Some good folks have put classes together, and you learn a lot.
Right.
And you learn a lot about other offices, too, when you go through that program.
That's right.
And knowing more about your counterparts and how they work and how you work together helps the citizens of Putnam County.
That's right.
So
that's
right. I'm glad the commission supported that.
I
think all of our employees, if they want to, should have the opportunity to better serve themselves in the offices by getting training. So you're now, you said you have five employees,
yes,
right, John?
We have five, and then the Workforce Experience Program has allowed us to have an employee in our office for 500 hours. It's the second time we've done that. We have a young lady working in our office through that program, helping us do back scanning and different things in the office.
That's good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think working with agencies, as you are with Workforce and stuff, I think that just adds value to what our community is trying to do.
Sure.
I agree.
Anything we can do to help others is why we're here. So
absolutely.
I appreciate all the efforts you're putting into that. And so not only have you added employees,
you've changed the
makeup of your office and how it looks and the services it provides. So what's some of the things y'all have done with the office space?
Well, we changed the first thing we done was change the location of the main entrance to the office. It's, of course, now located right across from the assessor's office, which makes it a little more convenient for people that when they're needing to go from one to the other. And then we were able to add some Mayor Porter allowed us to be able to do some renovations, add a glass barrier in between us and the public just to give a little protection and a little whatever between the employees and
helps
and
out
customers.
During cold and flu season.
Helps out quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so then we also added a public title search room. We had one where the main office is at, but we changed the location of that. And
I think it's great. It functions a lot better than it used to. And John said just about all I can think to say about it.
So. We have five public workstations that allow attorneys, title searchers, surveyors, realtors, and of course the general public to come in anytime they want to and search records. In the past, we had a lot more people, even before my time there, people coming in taking the old books out and having to go through the books and spend hours and hours. But now that process is a whole lot faster. People come in, they can sit down at a public computer in just a few minutes. And
we've got all of our warranty deeds back scanned from 1854 to present day. Our project with US Imaging is completed. So we've got all of our indexes. Our books are not indexed from 1854 to 1960, but they are scanned into the system where we don't have to pull the books anymore.
And those books are their records, right? And you have to have them, and they're very valuable, really.
Very, yes.
And you have to protect them as best you can. But being able to put them in a place where you don't have to access, you can get online or through some kind of electronic process. You're able to pull it, and you better service the people instead of pulling out a book.
Right.
And then,
that's right.
You know,
it's a lot faster, a lot less weight,
and it helps us too when we need to look up something. Somebody calls in, needs us to look up something or email them something, then, it's a whole lot faster process for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think, John, you've been in 2.5 years, basically, right?
Right.
Almost three,
right.
Getting three in November.
That's by fast.
You've done a lot, and very thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the commission and your other elected officials working with you on those things. I think there's a really good team in Putnam County trying to do things, good things for people, making life easier for them to live in Putnam County. I don't think I asked you this. I know you learned about My Land Alert through Progress, but where did you find out about Progress? I mean, how do you – you're in Putnam County every single day working. How do you find out about this stuff?
Well, with Progress, they already had Progress when I got elected.
Okay.
They had already started with that software company and had them for a few years. The service has been incredible with Progress. They are an amazing company.
Are.
Yeah,
they go all
they
out.
Truly
oh
are.
Yeah, they do very well. I mean, and you see them at your meetings, right?
Yes,
they're always there.
Very
they're
personable.
Always giving you new information, keeping you up to date on what's going on. I think they're actually working in Cumberland County right now.
Yes, they are
getting Trey converted over to Progress.
Right.
So they're good. They're good people, and glad to be partner with my association too.
Right,
because we try to help them out every way we can. When you attend, so we have COAT regionals, and you all thank you for supporting those and coming
to
our regionals. You get those training hours,
yes.
And when you get certified, Rhiannon, you can come to the regional.
I'm excited about that,
hours.
Yes.
Yeah. But is that valuable to you to be able to come to those meetings and be with your counterparts?
It is. It helps a whole lot because you learn what other registers are doing and what other offices, how they interact and what they've learned.
Yeah.
And so it's, you don't always have to reinvent the wheel if you know, if you can learn from somebody else, you know, and so right. it's really helped us.
Well, we had almost 100 people there in Nashville for our regional.
That was great.
That we had 3 hours of training on cybersecurity and the payments, cybersecurity and the fraudulent payments that you may incur. And then they did why internal controls fail, and yeah, I think that was a great topic from CTAS. Great. And then you got to hear me talk about county commission stuff for a couple of hours.
Learned a lot from that.
Yeah. That's right. We got a million questions that day. Yeah. Of course, it was probably my fault by opening up, hey, who's got questions? And they just started rolling.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate what y'all do. You got anything coming up, John? Anything else you're working on? You're already doing a lot. Is there anything new coming?
Well, we have applied for a couple of grants. One was for the amount of $350,000. The UCDD grant writers have helped us with that. The other one's for, I think, $150,000. If we are selected to receive one of those grants, then all of that money will be used to help digitize the remaining 229 books that we have. And of course, some of those books, if you've never seen them in the registrar's office, they are beginning to deteriorate. A book that's 100 and plus years old, they sometimes start getting in bad shape. And so we're excited about that. Of course, being able to have an additional employee has helped us in getting that work done. But if we could come in and get all of those done at one time again, that would be great. So we're hoping we receive that grant.
It's always important to try to go after grants if you can.
Right.
Some grants, there's a match to it.
Yeah.
And if it's a reasonable amount, it's easy to do. Anytime you can get a grant to help pay for something that will help your office have, you know, be more efficient.
Sure.
Is always a good thing. And the county commission understands that, right? I mean, we've had some grants that we had to match 20, 30, 40%. And then some grants we get where it's 100%, where you don't have to match anything. Allows you to do something you've been looking forward to. So, Rhiannon, what's your favorite part about working in the Register of Deeds office?
I am truly grateful for my job. I really enjoy working there. I love the girls I work with and just the atmosphere that we work in. And I am grateful for our county and, you know, the people that we work with. And we live in a great county. And I'm just really thankful for all that I have in my job and
very
the
well
people.
Said. Yep. And I mean, you've been there 12 years, so
hopefully
you're there at least 12 more.
I hope so. I hope so.
You got plenty of time to retire, so
right.
hope you don't go anywhere. I really appreciate y'all coming in.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate
us.
You.
Bringing information to the listeners about services they can find in our county government. It speaks volumes. That's one of the reasons I love doing this show is getting information out to people to make their quality of life better.
That's right.
Why you run for office. That's why I ran for office. That's why you work for Putnam County, Rhiannon, is to help people out and make their lives better. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed this like I have. This has been Rogers for Local Matters. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be good to one another. John, Rhiannon, thank y'all again.
Thank you. Ben. We appreciate you.
Anything I can do for y'all, appreciate y'all. Y'all can come ask me. So thank you, my producer, Olivia. Appreciate everything everybody does in the community. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.